This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The series began in September, and it continues through next April, bringing music and dance from around the world, from Tibet, Hawaii, Ireland, and New Mexico. It's the new season of the New Mexico Tech Performing Arts Series at Macy Center in Socorro. With us this morning is the director of the series, Rana Kalish. Rana, next week is a very important week in Socorro, the Festival of the Cranes. The Performing Arts Series in Socorro always takes part in that.
Yes. Well, this year we have a wonderful dance company, the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Ensemble, and they're from Denver, right up the road. They're a contemporary company. Their dances are informed by the African-American experience. They do great work, and they also do excellent outreach, which is another aspect of what we'll be doing in Socorro. It's on Friday, November 16th, and I'm really excited about the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Ensemble. I've wanted to bring them for a long time, and the time finally came when we could bring them to Socorro.
Do you find that a lot of people from around the area come to Socorro for the Festival of the Cranes your performances?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, festivals probably our most well-attended event of the year. People come from all over the state and all over the country, and a lot of the folks that come down for festival also come to the show that we have on Friday night, as well as our community theater performance, which we have on Wednesday night at Dinner Theater, which is at our historic Garcia Opera House, a little different than Macy Center, but a whole different feeling. And this year we're putting on The Odd Couple. And we have a burgeoning music community in our restaurants, and there's a lot to do. It's a lovely little place to come and visit.
So mm-hmm. If you go down for the New Mexico Tech Performing Arts Series, you can stay for the weekend.
That's right. And of course, the Cranes are here now, and that's spectacular. And having the Bosque del Apache in our very own backyard, it's such an amazing place to have a national wildlife refuge right there. And festival, I hope people will check out the Festival of the Cranes website as well, because that event is ever-changing. And if you think you've been there once, you haven't come, you should check out because there's so many new things going on.
Right. And that's festivalofthecranes.com.
That's right.
When you're putting together the series, which, as I said, goes through April, what kind of events are you looking for, Rana?
Well, I'm looking for events, international events, things that can bring people together. So, for example, I have the Comedy Pet Theater on the 27th, which really brings out families. And it's also a bit of culture. The man who does that is Gregory Popovich, and he's from Russia, and he grew up in the Russian circus, and he knows how to train rescued cats and dogs, and does just an amazing job with it. Or something like Mariachi Christmas, which gives a taste of Mexico, old Mexico, New Mexico, to Socorro. And we have a group from Africa in January, Hisao, that does music from Chad, and Hawaiian music in February from George Kahumoko, who's a Grammy Award winner. And then we have a group from Ireland, Rhythm of the Dance, in March. So it's really an international season. It's a wonderful place to bring together people from our own community, people from neighboring communities. And that's kind of what I look for, is to bring the world of the arts, dance, theater, music, classical music, popular music, so that we get a little taste of all of that in our little small town in New Mexico.
You mentioned classical music. An important part of the series is the chamber music series, Willie Sucre and Friends.
Which is an amazing, amazing gift to our community, which Dan Lopez, who's the president of our college, he makes that series possible for us. And Willie always puts together a stellar season. And on the 26th, we have piano sextets with Yvonne and Guillermo Figueroa, which is such a gift that they're coming. We're so thrilled. You know, we haven't seen Guillermo since we had the New Mexico Symphony Orchestra last. So that's very exciting.
Oh, that's wonderful. Rana Kalish is the director of the New Mexico Tech Performing Arts Series, which continues through April at Macy Center on the campus of New Mexico Tech in Socorro. For tickets or information about the series, go to nmtpas.org. Thanks so much for coming in, Ron.
Thanks, Spencer, for letting me come on.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.